Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Coming to you live on Christmas Eve. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yes, yes, yes. Well, this will be posted. It'll be Christmas. So, no, it won't. It'll be the day after. But anyways, Merry Christmas.
I'm sitting right next to my tree that I didn't think I was going to get up this year, so I'm feeling very festive at the moment. I had my fake little crackly TV fireplace going earlier. Fully in the Christmas spirit, so.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It's also my fourth year of, like, doing a Bangtan tree. I thought it was less than that, but, like, I was looking back through my Instagram, but I have, like, a little tree just full of BTS ornaments or BTS-related ornaments. So, I need to expand my collection next year, but we'll see.
So, you started in D.C.?
It was the first year of the pandemic. So, maybe it is three. Is it 3 years? Am I just lying and can't count to four? It was, like, when we were all home alone with nothing to do. And I was like, you know what we should do? We should have, like, five trees. So, I was living out of a duffel bag at my parents' house. So, I bought, like, a tree and all this stuff. And then, like, my mom had her tree that she wanted, and then we had, like, our traditional tree, so I was like, oh. Ho, ho, ho. Very festive.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, in D.C., I just had, like, a sad Charlie Brown tree. Anyway, another year has passed, since I can't count the years. But it is time for Girls with Fun 2023.
It is.
How did we get here? Girls with Fun Award Show 2023, I should say. Clearly, I need more coffee. I'm on my second cup, but...
Well, you're highly caffeinated and ready to go. I don't know. This year has been a lot, I would say. But we made it.
Yeah.
We made it. Never thought we would, but we made it. Yeah. Do you want to just get into it, or I feel like something happened this week that I'm not recalling?
A new song from Jimin, Out of the Blue.
Yes.
And a music video.
Yeah. Very cute.
I'm, like, very emotionally fragile, so I haven't listened to it yet. I'm scared if I, like, listen to this song, I'm just gonna be like, Jimin, why? Why?
I kind of listened to it in a daze. Like, I clicked on it, not thinking it was the actual music video, like, with my eyes, like, half open the day it released. So I'm like, I did hear the song, but I need to go back and listen to it again because I, like, barely registered what was going on. Also, it was a whole music video. I'm like, I just watched something, but I did not process what I just watched, so I need to go back and look at it again.
It's just funny because is his hair blonde in the music video?
I think so.
Because we were like, why is he dyeing his hair blonde if he's about to leave? Like, what is he filming? Like, we were literally on here, like, what's this guy working on? And then the music video drops and the announcement drops, and I'm like, what? Who knew this was coming? Like, we saw the signs and we ignored them.
I had a feeling he was going to be doing something. I didn't know if it was related to that production diary thing, but that was like...
Oh, yeah.
Prior, since he was filming that during the making of his album, so I wasn't sure if it was related to that, but I don't know. He was doing all those TikToks, dancing and stuff like that, so I wasn't fully surprised. I was surprised at how fast it came out and, like, out of nowhere it seemed.
We'll have an episode where we talk about it, and this is not that episode, so I won't go in depth. Plus, at least last time you and I were texting, you hadn't watched it, but I started watching the docuseries that came out, the Monuments one. It's just impressive what HYBE must have in the vault. I'm realizing that, like, my own conception of what their vaults are and what their vaults actually are, like, this has to be, like, the next Indiana Jones arc. Like, seriously. Because, like, they must have so much. Like, they have stuff from, like, I mean, like, the olden days, like, debut, and, like, they have other, like, footage that they've just been sitting on for a decade plus at this point. And I'm like, I have underestimated you somehow, despite thinking that your vaults were impressive. I'm still like, what the heck? Who guards this? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna go on a quest, like Frodo and his ring, to figure out like what their vaults look like.
Yeah, well, that's probably why JTBC was trying to break in.
Well, yeah, now I'm like, okay, well, not endorsing, but like, I understand you a little better.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. I'm waiting on it to all be released at once, so I'll binge it. And I haven't watched the Get to Come concert either, which I'm planning to do in my days off this upcoming week, so I will do that then.
So yeah, we'll talk about that more in the future, but I just realized, I guess that was relevant only because, like, with Jimin dropping a song so early, at first I was like, why are they dropping this now? Like, why not save it? But you know what? They're good on content. I have a feeling we're gonna... They're gonna be dropping something, like, regularly, if I had to guess.
Right.
But yeah.
I wanna know who's managing Namjoon's account while he's away.
Oh yeah, the side account that we were talking about. It was just funny because we were like, oh, probably like members of his like Namjoon crew or collective or whatever. And we were like, har, 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 laughing about it. And then it was like, oh. So probably.
Yeah.
Should be like his dad or something.
Well. We're here for the award show. Let's get into it.
We have a lot of new listeners, as we talked about from our Wrapped. So do you want to explain the award show at a basic level, what we do?
Mm-hmm. Well, every year we do an award show where we give our review of all things Bangtan. Over the last year, we have a number of categories. Primarily music categories, but a few fun ones. I will read out the categories. We have Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Favorite Music Video, Fave Collaboration, Favorite Feature, Weverse Live of the Year, Bias Record of the Year, Fave Moment on Stage, Fave Feeding the Delusion Moment, Favorite Selfie, Fave Iconic Fit, Favorite Glow Up, Favorite Hairstyle, Favorite Car Ride Jam, Favorite Comfort Moment or Song, and then we have some bonus ones.
Did we do this every year since we started? Because I remember us being like, well, heck, if they can make categories, we can make categories, because we were getting annoyed at some of the, like, award shows and wanted to do our own. But I think we've done this from the beginning, but I don't want to invent history. So do you recall?
I think we have.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
I think this is the fourth one, so. Yeah, I think we have done it from the start. I think the categories may have switched up a little bit since then. But this is definitely the same categories from last year. Outside of, like, some of the bonus ones, I want to say. It might be one or two that are a little different, but for the most part, they're all the same. All right. We also, offered the folks that are on our coffee the opportunity to take the poll so that we could read their answers out during this episode, but we will also post the form to get the collective audience answers and provide those to you so we can see what you think.
All right, shall we jump into it?
Yeah. So we'll toggle back and forth between the two, just so everyone's aware. We'll share the Ko-fi answers, whatever answers, as well as ours. All right, you can go ahead and read first.
So the first category of the award show was Album of the Year, LP or EP. And the options, as you all might expect, were D-Day by August D /Suga/Yoongi, Face by Jimin, Layover by V, and Golden by Jungkook.
Yes, all right, so should I read ours first?
Sure, yeah. I was just joking with you before we turned on the mics. This is why we have a pod, because we ended up unanimous vote here.
Yeah, unanimous vote was D-Day.
Yeah, and in years past, I think we explained our answers briefly. Did you want to explain why you chose that?
Sure. This was a toss-up between D-Day and Layover for me. I really, really, really liked Layover. But I don't know if it's, like, the concert. I don't know if it's... No. The concert could have some major influence on it, but I do think the D-Day album is just great in general. It's, like, a really refined album. I think it's a great ending to his trilogy. I think a lot of, like, emotions and thought went into this album. I think it has a good range of songs. There's fun ones on here. There's some super sad tracks on here. There's some think pieces on here. I don't know. I think Yoongi-yo does himself every single time. So, yeah, this was a good one. How about you?
I agree. And I think, like, kind of what you flagged, like, I'll say definitely the concert impacted it for me. I feel like D-Day was, like, between anticipation of the concert, all the, like, video or theater concerts we could go to, like, D-Day was, like, the album of my year, basically, right? And, like, yeah. The documentary. Obviously, we had other documentaries. I will say, for me, it was also close between D-Day and Face. I really like Face as well. So I feel you that this was a hard category, right? And no disrespect to the other albums either. I love those as well. But I just think, like, we had so much exposure to D-Day throughout various points of the year. I was like, for me, it has to be this.
Yeah. I wonder if we did have more time with Golden or Layover that it might sway my answer some other way. But I don't know. Maybe next year we'll see. What are we going to do next year? Is there anything? Just thought about that. Anyway, we'll figure that out.
That's a next year problem. Yeah. Can't worry about that right now. Yeah. And then so we had two of our paying subscribers vote as well. And they had a split vote. So one of them voted for D-Day and one of them voted for Layover. So they kind of mirror your decision, or your kind of what you were, I don't want to say toggling between, but, you know, debating between.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do you want to read out our next category?
Yeah. So, Song of the Year. These are major releases, promoted singles only.
You have a lot of work. There's a lot of options.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of options here. So, Take-Two, The Planet, On the Street, Set Me Free Part 2, Mike Crazy, People Part 2, Haegum, Amygdala 7, 3D, Standing Next to You, Love Me Again, Rainy Days, and Slow Dancing.
All I could think of is, my God, you're still going? Like, there's so many there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you want to share?
unanimous in our vote of It Being Like Crazy by Jimin. What are your thoughts?
No thoughts had empty. I just, like, hear that song in my head regularly. I mean, I hear all these in my head regularly, I guess, but, like, I don't know. It was just so beautiful. I could listen to it over and over. We've talked about it a lot, unlike the other episodes. I think for me too, the timing of when I heard it, like I flagged before, just like while I was traveling, I don't know, it hit me like extra hard in a good way. So I'll always have it like associated with that memory. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to say about it. Like, I just think it's so good. Yeah. Obviously, these are subjective, but yeah, I just think it's so good.
Yeah. This was my top BTS solo track in my Spotify rap. So I was like, it's probably only right that I give it this. Because clearly me throughout the year thought it was song of the year as well. So yeah, amazing track. I think I've given it its praises before throughout the year, but very like timely, infectious pop song. Like they really nailed it on the head with that one. So
yeah,
kudos to Jimin.
I think too, we talked about this before, and I don't know to what extent this like factored into my decision or not. I kind of went with vibes over like any concrete methodology, but like we talked about, well, thinking we knew what to expect a bit from the rap line because they had more of a body of work before. But with the vocal line, like solo albums or releases, I was like not super sure what to expect.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like Jimin just blew it out of the water. Like they all did, honestly, they all did. But like Jimin's was, I think, other than Jin's work with The Astronaut and with Coldplay, Jin's was the first vocal line album to come out. And I was like, okay, all right, I see what we're doing here.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that I had any like doubt in their abilities, but it's that we've had so much work already released from the rap line that you kind of like have a sense of what to expect. But with, since the vocal line didn't have too much like major work release other than like a few singles here and there, I was like, well, what if I don't like their like solo artistry? And I was kind of nervous about that. So I am glad that I enjoyed every single one of them.
I know. So same. Yeah. Same. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That's kind of what I was saying less honestly, but yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, and our listener, I almost jumped just right ahead. So the listener category was split again. So there was someone who agreed with us. They should just be the third host of the pod. Like crazy. And then the other person voted for Seven by JK featuring Lotto. So I thought that it was like when it first came out, I wasn't sure about it. I'll say that. I remember being like, okay, but like I really like it. Like it's also regularly stuck in my head. So
yeah. I can't mention any day of the week without bursting into song.
Exactly. Like, my brain has been rewired. The next category, I think we'll just go back and forth if you're good with that, is favorite music video. And our choices, I'm trying to read around my microphone, are On the Street, Set Me Free Part 2, Like Crazy, People Part 2, Haegum, Amygdala, Blue, Rainy Days, let me scroll through the list, Love Me Again, Slow Dancing, For Us, Seven, 3D, Standing Next to You, and then Hate You, Visualizer. So sadly, Jimin's new track was submitted too late for the Academy to consider. We'll put it on our 2024. Oh my god, this is gonna be 2024. Our 2024 one.
Yeah. We only have like 5 songs to vote from.
it will win every category by like default.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and then I guess we were actually split here. You voted for On the Street and I voted for Haegum. Haegum. I think that, like, Haegum falls into the same category as Daejeetah in terms of, like, cinematography and being like transported to another world, and like there's a whole storyline there, and it may be confusing and I don't know the whole storyline because I'm not a theorist army, but like I understand the like visual journey that like Yoongi is taking us on, and I feel like that one was like, oh, you like Daejeota, like hold my beer, I'm gonna like supersede that, so that's why I chose it.
Because of my choice later on, I feel like I had to give it to On the Street because I just had to give it some kudos. Mainly because of this collaboration with J. Cole was just like too good to pass up on for me to not like give it some kind of vote. I don't know. It was just, I can't believe he made that happen. I don't know. It was just awesome. Yeah, really cool to see him collaborate with J. Cole, someone he's admired me as well, but my name is not, you know, I'm not named after J. Cole like Jacob is. Like, it's cool to see him collaborate with him and make that music video happen as well. Like, not just the collaboration, but also, like, he featured in the music video. It was a really nice send-off. And, of course, another homage to Hobie's roots in hip-hop, so it was just really cool to see him make that happen.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't that come out like right before he went to the military? So that was another kind of like,
yeah,
you know, streaming through the tears type of thing.
Right.
Yeah, because I remember we were like, isn't my guy enlisting? And then it's like, surprise, J-Hope in New York. And exactly. We're like, what?
Yeah, so, and the feature was fire. Like J. Cole's actual verse was like really good.
Yeah, I remember saying he just like let him come on here and do the like a full verse, you know. So
right,
yeah, that was cool. Yeah. As far as the, let me toggle back to our listener responses. Okay, well, who is this mysterious third person? They agree with you for J-Hope on the Street. So we're in good company here. And then the other person chose 7, JK featuring Lotto. I agree that that one also, kind of like I was saying about Haegeum, like, 7 took us on a journey, right? Like, there was a whole story there about, like, are we broken up? Are we dating? Like, this guy who's kind of, like, pestering you through thick and thin floodwaters, you know? Like,
yeah.
You think he's dead, but no, it's just this elaborate setup to come, you know, talk to you again. Which, like, please don't do that in real life. Like, it was JK, so it was cute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
7 was hilarious. He let his personality shine through on that one, so.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Next one is favorite collaboration. Again, major releases only. So, we have Vibe, Taeyong featuring Jimin. We have Smoke Sprite from Soyeon featuring RM, Don't Ever Say Love Me, Cold featuring RM, Angel Part 1 featuring Jimin and a bunch of other people I'm not gonna name, Angel Part 2 featuring Jimin, Lilith, Halsey featuring Suga, and Too Much, The Kid Lil Roy featuring JK and Central C. Am I on the right one? Yes, I am. Were we split on this one?
We were, but we weren't. We both went with a Namjoon feature, so.
I guess. Yeah, we were split on this one. Don't Ever Say Love Me. My Cold, which was my choice, and then Smoke Sprite. Soyeon, which was your choice.
Yeah. Was Sexy Nuka must have been last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Time's not real for me. I went to see.
I think it was.
Let me check. No, I'm pretty sure like it was. I feel like we looked at this when we were preparing for it, but I'm just surprised. I wouldn't have asked you like on the track if I thought it wasn't. But I just can't believe how quickly time flies, because I feel like the only reason I thought of it was because I feel like we've had so many really interesting and distinct, like, Namjoon features, right?
Yeah.
But I voted for Smoke Sprite. I'm just, like, obsessed with that track. I listen to it very often. I actually went to see Seosonyeon. So Soyeon is the lead singer of Seosonyeon. I saw them in Cleveland. And it was really good. My friend and I, like, road tripped. It was, like, a day road trip and then back. Yeah. I was really hoping that they would play that song, but they didn't. Maybe because it wasn't, like, the full group, just the lead singer. Not sure, but, yeah, I was still obsessed with that track.
Right. Yeah, Don't Ever Say Love Me. I really do like Cold in general. And so adding Namjoon to the mix just set it off for me. And, yeah, that was like a bestie track that I've been waiting on for a while. Like, Make It Happen. So I'm glad that they finally did after finding out that they were friends. And that verse eats. Yeah, I want to, like, ascend every time that beat drops in the middle of this verse. So I really enjoyed that. Too Much was a strong second, though, for me.
Yeah. Again, I was kind of thinking through, because I've really liked Too Much as well. I also really liked Lilith. But, like, I don't recall exactly when Lilith came out, but I don't think it was, like... Well, I don't know. I won't go too far into it. But, like, I feel like we didn't have as much time with it, or maybe there were a bunch of other things going on. Like, if those tracks had had, like... more time to shine, would I have picked them? Because I still think they're really good.
Yeah.
Though I'll never let this die because I'm a Virgo who holds grudges, but I remember the Kid Laroi fans being really annoying at Hobie Palooza. Like, that was when I was like, I am on my last nerve. See what happens. Like, those frat guys, like, heckling us, so I don't think I'll ever forget.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
2013 and 2014 me would have really enjoyed Vibe, but I have too much smoke with all the members of Big Bang, so I'm sorry to Jimin on that front, but
yeah, I have a hot take that I won't share on the track.
Yeah,
exactly. I think Jimin sounds great, and I'll leave it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, should we share our respondent answers?
Yeah, fave collaboration, split vote, Angel Part 2, and Smoke Sprite.
Yeah, mystery third person, like.
Dooley, did you go and just take
what's the it quiz mean? Again? Did I accidentally yeah. fill it out twice? Except that if so, it was like a mix of yours and mine, because they voted yeah. for on the street as well. But yeah. That's also assuming that, like, the one on the bottom is always the same person. Like, on the bottom of the true. Pie chart is always the same, but I don't actually know that to be true. It could be, like, mixing it up. Yeah. All right. So, favorite feature. This is kind of a similar category, but I guess this includes, like, promoted singles, right?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to split it up since there's too much going on. So the first collaboration one was other artists featuring BTS, and then feature was BTS featuring other artists.
We really, like, seeing these categories, I was like, wow, we really got so much from them this year. I remember, yeah. like, ever since the dinner that lives on in infamy being like, what will happen to us? And this is like, you'll be fine. In fact, you'll yeah. be very busy. Yeah, so the songs for this were On the Street, People Part 2, So... obviously, August D featuring J-Hope, Snooze, 7, 3D featuring Jack Harlow, 3D featuring Justin Timberlake, Closer to You, that was a Major Lazer feature, Please Don't Change, the DJ Snake feature, and then Standing Next to You, Usher feature. Once again, you and I were unanimous in our votes. First news. Yeah, I don't know what to say really for my rationale other than the song makes me feel like crying every single time. I also saw Wusang of the Rose in concert like last year with Epic High. So I just have a little soft spot for Wusang as well. So yeah.
Yeah. It has way too much like sentimental value. With the passing of like Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's like, how do you not choose it? It's a super emotional song. It's a love song to like other idols himself. I don't know. And then of course that like moment on stage where he's just boohoo crying on at the concert. It's just like, it's just too much. Like in a good way though. Like it was such a great song. It's like, how do you pass up on this feature?
It's like a cathartic moment, right? You're like crying and you're like upset in that moment, but then you're like fine afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And then, okay, well, this time our audience is deviating a bit, but that's okay. This isn't meant to be, we all agree all the time, even though it kind of turned into that. So our favorite feature, we have Seven featuring Lotto, and then the audience also voted for Huh featuring J-Hope. I was surprised when the track came out. I think I was in like tinfoil hat mode at that time or something. I was just surprised because J-Hope was also in the military at that point. There was a J-Hope feature on D-Day, and I was like, these guys work together all the time, you know, like, and they're opting to work together more. And I was like, okay, so they really do like each other, and like, you wouldn't collab with someone on your first chance to like go it alone, you know, if you were sick and tired of your members, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't think specifically like Yoongi and J-Hope. I was just like feeling uncertain in general, like at that time, for the record.
It was amazing. Over a drill beat too. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Good song.
I was thinking about voting for that one. But yeah, for all the reasons that we just discussed, I went with Snooze, but yeah.
Yeah. It's also why I selected On the Street earlier, because I did want to give it On the Street for this one as well, but I was like, you know what? Snooze is too good. Too good.
I actually also, I didn't pick it, but I do agree with the Seven, JK and Lotto as a vote. Like, I didn't read the full text. I just saw a clip on the app formerly known as Twitter, but when I saw that Lotto was like really hyping up her collab with JK and like what it meant to her and like her friend, I guess like in memory of one of her friends, or she thought it was like so cool, I was really touched because like, I don't know, I feel like we always get these like weird hot takes or really superficial takes, but to hear Lotto say like how important this collab was to her, I was just like, I maybe shed a tear. So
yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. All right, do you want to do the next category? This one was an open-ended one.
Next up we have Weaver's Live of the Year. I have VLive still there, which doesn't exist anymore. But anyway, Weaver's Live of the Year.
The way I still call everything a VLive, like, I just hope people know what I mean at this point. Like,
it's just accept
that I'm like stuck in my old lady ways and I'll never move on from this.
Exactly. All right. So our responses, Yoongi showing us his tat after revealing it at the concert, and I put literally anything JK did this year, very domestic fan service bonus points.
I had like very similar answers for JK in some other categories that we'll get to later, so I 100% feel you. JK was like, I was gonna say keeping us sane, but that's like extremely debatable.
It was actually like, the complete opposite.
Yeah, but he was definitely, he went live for us and spent a lot of time with us over the course of the year. It was always like boyfriend things. But yeah, we'll talk about those boyfriend things later, I guess. But
yeah,
it's like hanging out. cooking.
All the karaokeing, the sleeping. Cooking.
Yeah.
The falling asleep.
That's the one I wasn't going to talk about just yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even that one. Just like, what was the innocent one of him? Just like, he's just like snoring off camera.
Yeah. No, true. That was, he was like drinking beer at his table or something. And he like fell asleep at his table. Yeah. Mine was like, I guess it was a Weverse Live, but it was also tied to like a concert moment where he's like, wow, is it hot in here? And he like shrugs off his jacket and everyone's like screaming and he's like, what, did something happen? Like, you've been waiting years to see this tattoo. What's wrong with you? And then like, I don't know if it was immediately after that concert or like a couple days later, but I distinctly remember Yoongi like in a little, like in a t-shirt with the sleeve pulled up, like showing off the tat, like very nonchalant. And it was just like his whole attitude around it. Like, what's the big deal? Like, sir, you know the big deal. Like, we've seen the other members, like,
exactly,
throughout the course of the year. And you've just been, like teasing it for, like, more than a year, I think, right? So.
Yeah.
But then once it was, like, over and done with, he's just like, oh, yeah, here it is. Look at it. I'm like, if we were friends, I'd, like, smack you lightly. Like, what are you
exactly
doing?
I think JK's is also so important because didn't he delete his Instagram this year?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it end of last year?
I don't remember. Him, it's been 84
like
years.
Fully deciding to be like, I'm doing this on Weverse Live only, so that's like our only way of communicating with him.
Till he exposed
as well
his
as
private TikTok.
Yeah, and we well that too, and we went freaking years, it would just be like a JK drought. He just wouldn't even show up on the internet. For him to like show us the most intimate parts of his life, well, not the most, a lot of intimate parts of his life, I thought that was really cool of him.
Yeah, there's some small part of me that still is like, will JK ever come back to Insta? But I think I need to let that piece go. How very millennial of me, but JK, our resident Gen Z, is like, bye.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were reading this category. Do you want to read the responses we got from listeners?
Yes. So someone said when Hobie took us to the park, and separately, Jimin's showing us around his empty-ass house, which gave me a good tickle before. Sorry, this podcast. Like, it literally says Jim is showing us around his empty ass
house. Yeah, you're
house.
Not paraphrasing word for word.
Oh, God. Yeah. He'll be taking us to the park and, like, wasn't he, like, walking us around like a dog at one point?
What?
Did that not happen?
No, I think so. Was that, like, early in the year? It must have been.
Yes, that was like for on the street. He was literally on the street.
Yeah.
Like outside amongst other people walking us like dogs.
Hobie. I miss him so much. He like unexpectedly posted that Louis Vuitton like lunch thing, which I was again like, I know this isn't about that, so I'll keep it short, but in the last episode I was talking about like, what are the rules around music or sponsorships or whatever. I'm like, he's literally in the military right now. Like,
yeah, I had that thought too with that one,
you know, like,
I was
again,
like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
Clearly you were invited to do this Louis Vuitton or something.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I don't know, unless he's not technically a sponsor anymore, but I'm like,
if someone was like, well, they already paid me before I enlisted for this contract, I'd be like, all right, this seems like a stretch, you know. But his sister posted recently too, like, I'm loving this weather, and she just had like a really plush like Louis Vuitton scarf on display, and it was like literally a couple days before, so I'm wondering if she went with him to that lunch.
Yeah.
So then he could also be like, oh, I went with my sister, who's an influencer. And they're like, all right. But yeah, anyway, this isn't about that. But I realized, like, when he posted, I was like, Hoseok has posted? Like, right now? What? So anyway, missed that guy like crazy. No pun intended.
The second person put the one where JK was cooking and had major histrionics because his meal was so good. Dancing to that falling on the floor. Yeah, that was iconic.
That's like peak JK culture is like looking angry or like somehow like having a fit or being mad, like your food is so good. We always talk about how much Jin enjoys food, but I feel like JK is right up there.
Yeah, he's super expressive. Even when it's not like him like dancing to that because it's that good. Just his expressions when he eats anyway. Like when he looks angry, you know it's freaking good.
imagine like, well, okay, peak delusion. Imagine like being on a date with JK and you're like eating dinner and he just looks so pissed off. You're like, I guess the date's not going well. Really, he's just happy because the food is good.
Yeah. Because basically what's going through his head is him saying, damn. Yeah.
Exactly. The bridesmaids, I always think of that scene where they like hand her the lemonade and she's like, that is fresh. Like,
yeah.
She's kind of mad, but like happy at the same time. Well, I guess, given the nature of our conversation here and now, it will not surprise anyone. Our answers will not surprise anyone for the next category of bias wrecker of the year. We were a split vote. Obviously, you guys can guess what your options were. It was all seven members. But I voted for Suga and you voted for JK. And honestly, I almost voted for JK. I was like, does it count as like a bias wrecker if he's my bias? Like, can I vote for him? But then I was like, I don't know. I've just been really in my Yoongi feels this year. So I was like, I don't know if it counts or not, but that's what I'm answering. But I fully respect JK for like as an answer for all the reasons we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Oh god. I think you were talking about it in our bonus content too. But we were watching Bon Voyage season one. So obviously this was a long time ago, but just like how grown up JK looks, I feel like, I mean, that's a big gap of time, but even just this year, I feel like he really like, I don't know. He leveled up again. Like, when will he stop? I've been on here every year. Like, when will it end? Like, it's too much.
Exactly.
But I feel like he once again, like.
I feel like we've also seen like seven different versions of JK with each haircut he's had this year.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So it feels like a new person each time, even though it's not, but. Oh, God. Yeah. JK everything. I've been obsessed with him this year, and it's his fault. he's incited my behavior. What did the listeners say?
It was not me accidentally voting on the wrong link. It was not me doing that. We had one person voted for Suga, and then one person voted for Jin. I feel like we haven't seen much of Jin this year, but every time we see him, he's like saying or doing something super comforting with like all of those monthly messages that he's done, and like, even his captions, like, I was talking about it last time where he's like, I thought I'd be laughing, but I'm crying. Or, like, him commenting on Weavers, like, is that how you talk to your senior level, you know, whatever, sergeant, right. Corporal? Like, he always has some funny comment for the members, so he definitely knows how to, like, lighten the mood. So I am grateful for him.
I was, curious if his videos that he releases monthly was the reason why they chose Jin, or if there was something else, which we won't get the answers for, but maybe they'll send us a DM or something.
Yeah, slide into our DMs.
All right. Next one. We have favorite moment on stage. This can be from any performance, interaction, literally anything. As long as it's on stage. So you have Yoongi sprinting away at the end of every concert. The first few times I was like, it's a bunch of question marks.
Yeah.
But yes. And I put Yeontan's debut or August D. So we're kind of on the same page. And I was like, anything but specifically the kisses he would throw, which I think was after SDL.
Yeah. Yep.
And anytime he was growling on stage, which was quite often towards the end there.
My stomach's hurting just reading this. Like, all those memes of, like, someone fanning themselves or, like, fainting, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mine's pretty self-explanatory. It's just, like, one of those funny things, like, that Riza Soyoungi, like, putting on a really intense, really emotional show and then just being like, okay, bye. Like,
yeah.
I was kind of like, is it over? Is that it? Like, that's the question marks. Like, where's he gotta be, you know? Like, but it was just kind of like a funny thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, I did it and now I'm done. I can't explain it. It just seems funny to me.
Yeah. Especially the twist at the end with the door.
Yeah.
Like, while we're watching the concerts before all that happened, you're kind of like, all right. But it makes sense. Once you reach the end.
Yeah. I wonder if that, because I've been like, where's Yoongi? Where's Yoongi? On like every episode. So here's my obligatory, like, where's Yoongi? But I wonder if that was like a larger metaphor now for he's like, I will be abruptly leaving and you're going to have to deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Tae bringing his dog on stage was everything. I'm like, has anyone else been able to do this? Is this like the BTS effect? Yeah. Like, I've never seen an idol bring their dog on stage. So.
I feel like the logistics of that had to be nuts. Like, just like animal health and welfare, like hygiene. Like, you know, like in the States, you can't really take dogs in restaurants. There's some places that skirt it or have a patio, but like, you know.
Yeah. I feel like these days people bring their dogs literally everywhere, and I'm not going to share my thoughts on that.
I have a tangent, but this isn't about that. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, Yeontan making his debut was just super cute. And being all over the album. Especially since in the music videos we had an imposter, so it was cute seeing actual Yeontan on stage. He stole the show. Sorry, Tae.
It was actually, it should have been included in the upper category, in the earlier categories of, like, favorite collab, like, Yeontan featuring.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. Wow, look at these answers.
Exactly.
Fans are in pure alignment.
Right. Our, member responses were Taehyung bringing Tani to his music show performance, as well as Yoongi crying during the last concert, which I thought about including, but I was like, I don't know, like, can I call that my favorite? Because it was just so hard to watch, but it was a very, like, special moment.
Yeah, it was really touching, and like, we know he's okay. He got it out, like, cathartic. But I remember at the time, I was like, is this guy really going to be okay? Like, is he going to make it through?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, agree, though, obviously. I looked ahead to the next question, but I have to come back to that. The next question is a category that I'm very happy that I get to read out. Because you all know at this point I stay a little bit delusional at all times. This was Fave feeding the delusion moment. What BTS moment drove your parasocial relationship to no return? And you had to emphasize 2023 only. Like, And once again, surprise, surprise. Girls with the fun in total agreement. I wrote JK in bed / sleeping. Specifically that one where he's laying in bed, since we determined there's also when he's sleeping at his kitchen table or whatever. You said JK lives from his bed, that Dorito chip gym photo, that TikTok of him shirtless dancing outside.
Yeah.
Imagine looking out your window and being like, is that JK? where was he though for that? He was like surrounded by, was it like water? What am I remembering?
I just like assumed he was at some hotel.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah. More recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what more is there to say without just like feral screaming? Like,
exactly.
I don't really know what I can say about it. Feeling itchy. This person wrote, everyone's gonna say JK, so I'll say Tay's DJ session, specifically him singing Paint the Town Red and Namjoon, who am I? Namjoon's recent house tour when he was, quote, not that drunk, end quote. And then someone said any of JK's March Lives.
Yeah. I don't think we talked about Tay singing Paint the Town Red. But that was hilarious. He really felt that opening line of that song. yeah. He felt that. It was hilarious. Yeah. I also was thinking about that Namjoon line of him, like, Namjoon live of him. What was he talking about? Like, someone was asking him about, like, a girlfriend or something like that. Is that that same live?
I don't know, because I was thinking of the one, too, where he, I don't know if he was drunk or just being Namjoon, but he spilled water on himself and was like, his shirt said, like, recycle or something, and he was like, I'm just trash, so it's okay, or something, like, equally unhinged, you know. But, yeah. I remember missing that one. I was working, like, because of the time change, and, like, I rarely go on Twitter, but I was just getting so many notifications about, like, Namjoon drunk with us late at night. And I'm like, look, for my sanity, I need to, like, not look at these notifications right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did kind of run the drunk thing into the ground there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he might have actually been drunk. But it was kind of like any moment where Namjoon was being silly, we were like, yeah, you're drunk, just because he, like, revealed that he likes drinking, like, the year prior. Like, I don't know.
It might have been that girlfriend one, though. It might have been, because when he was... What did he say in response to that? It was something equally unhinged. Like, if you know someone, send them my way. Because it was an era of, like, them saying stuff like that. Like, I think JK, too. And I'm like, you need to not...
Like, yeah.
You are just opening the floodgates.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we need to move to the next category, because now I'm like, but what about this other moment? What about this other moment? Like, do not get stuck in this parasocial relationship hole, because I will never climb out.
Yeah. Next one was favorite selfie, which was kind of hard this year, because I feel like there wasn't much selfies. It was a lot of... Anyway, we'll move on.
What was it? What was it a lot of?
Yeah, so our responses, yours was Namjoon's working out / just back, which I forgot happened. I don't know how. I don't know if I thought that was like last year.
You blacked out.
But we got a lot of those this year.
Yeah.
Was JK like, I see you and I challenge you.
Yeah, I raise you one. Yeah.
I don't know. And mine was J-Hope's like post-concert military pics. He served.
Actually, Your Honor, he's already served. Yeah, figuratively, so much.
Yeah.
Send him home to us. Yeah.
Love a man in uniform. And
were we just on here last week? Like, okay, this is pot meat kettle, because we were just on here being like, people are saying how hot Tay's gonna be in uniform, and we were like, that's not the point. Meanwhile, here
but
we are.
But at least, like, he like actually shared that, And yeah, yeah. It's not Tay running around with a freaking gun in his hand and people being like, look at how cute he is. And he's like, holding a gun.
That's true. But
the pics of JK and Jimin that came out, they're like, oh my god, I'm so happy that they're together. Like, oh, they look so cute. And it's like JK and Jimin holding a gun.
I literally saw some, it came across my Facebook yet again, and it was just like a cropped photo of just their heads. And I'm like, the only thing that's exposed right now is in this pic is like their cheekbones and their eyes.
Yeah.
So I was watching.
Like, is this not jarring to you? I don't find those pics cute. When they're like just little in the uniform or whatever, like taking the pics with the members before they leave, I'm like, cute, you know? Whatever. But them literally like holding guns, like doing drills. What's cute about this? Anyway, we'll move on.
I'm glad to see them and that, like, knowing they're okay, but I would never be like, OMG, my bias right now.
Like, yeah. Like, Tay running counter-terrorism drills. Okay, I get it. He's in shorts, but also.
Soaring hey, Obart.
Let's think about what's going on right now. Oh my gosh. Anyway, yeah. Plus, I said Jimin's happy birthday post to JK, which was not a selfie, but you know, the one, them at the lake, which is, yeah, a lot of back going on.
I completely blacked that out until you mentioned it. I was like, what?
As well as Tay and JK's FaceTime bald pics, which was just hilarious. And among other things.
I think we talked about this one literally last week or the week before.
We did.
So yeah, I'll leave it there. It's a lot.
Yeah. We have the folks who voted on the poll. All the hope on the street selfies, which I was like, yes. But I'm like, are these selfies? Like, we really didn't get too many selfies this year. It was a lot of like promo pics or literally just them like working out or like it wasn't so much like an actual selfie. But I thought of that as well. And the next person put not a selfie, but the take a buzz cut thirst trap, which is probably exactly what I was talking about. Let me confirm.
I'm just like dropping the links in.
Yes, it is.
Same pose. Just like how they're like, oh no, ARMY are sad. No shirt time.
Exactly.
Like, you won't be sad anyway. Anymore. yeah. The next category is favorite iconic fit. Please leave a link to the pic from Twit, Insta, Facebook, Pinterest, etc. 2023 only. Buffering. I was in my delusions. I filled this out at like 11 p.m. So, you know, nighttime thoughts. I was like, the fit is no fit. Chapter 2, no shirts. Like,
valid.
I just like reflect back on the choking is well timed. I don't know if intentional or not, but the throat clear. I just like remember the olden days where we were like literally like, oh my gosh, we have like his arms are out, or like, oh my gosh, a hint of clavicle. Like, people think I'm joking, but we are really like Victorian men, as the memes go, right? And now it's just like, be careful opening any notification, because like no shirts could come at any time.
Yeah.
You said any magazine shoot Tay did this year, specifically the L shoot, and not a fit, but the floral Yoongi post. Yeah, I think about that floral Yoongi post all the time. We were talking about that in the Roman Empires one. I think you flagged it then too.
Right.
But yeah, agree.
Yeah. Tay went crazy with the photo shoots this year.
Yeah. He really did. I don't know if anyone else has this problem, but he's almost like too hot to look at. Sometimes I'm like, oh, my retinas are burning. Like,
yeah, I get it.
It's like too powerful. Jimin did a lot of good photo shoots too. I think also for L, but I'll stick to my no shirts answer. Also, like, I looked all over Japan for the GQ Japan, like, Namjoon, November 2023, so, anyway. There were a lot of good photo shoots this year, I guess is my point. Okay. It looks like we didn't get... So, we got only one response for a favorite iconic fit for... For this one, the person said Tay's rainy day baguette / painter outfit, and then they dropped a link. So let's take a look. Oh my goodness. Whew! Retinas are burning. What a fine, fine man. Got me with the glasses pick. Someone was like, I saw a thread on Twitter, which I of course liked, and it was like, my Professor Yoongi photos, and I was like, just say it's Yoongi in glasses, like, that's all it is. But yeah, oh boy. All right,
next is favorite glow up, and we were on the same page here and voted JK this year.
Yeah, I kind of accidentally already teased that one, I'm sorry, but I shared my rationale, as did you.
And there was a split vote in the poll, JK and V, understandably.
I have to look at something, because this will impact how I talk about this. Please hold for 1 second. Okay, kind of, yes. clear the throat. Favorite hairstyle. Please leave a link. 2023. So I said Yoongi's long hair through all of D-Day tour, right? I'm toggling to the others only because it says Rival of Dynamite Blonte. His hair is a little longer, kind of like in that picture we were just looking at. And then any JK with a bun. So I feel like yours is Bald June, and the cut that JK had in Standing Next to You featuring Usher, which was shorter, but the other ones are all like long hair all day. And you're here like short hair supremacy.
Honestly, I've been waiting on Bald June for like the longest time, so I'm very thankful for that. And yeah, I don't know, that might have been JK's final form. And we didn't get it long enough?
Yeah, I was like, we had it for but a fleeting moment.
So I really feel like he could have ate with that one. Like, I don't know. Just, I feel like it completed the whole look. The, like, tattoos, all the leather he had on. I can't recall if he had the piercings in that music video or he had taken them out by then. But if he did, like, yeah. All I needed was him, like, on a bike. And then we could just, like, ride off and... to the sunset. Specifically a motorcycle, not like a,
I was just imagining like right as you suggested or offered that clarification, shattering the funny image growing in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
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 And actually, I want to run it back. Like, I should have flagged, I need to change my answer, I normally don't allow it. Although, maybe actually, I'll say it falls under the Chapter 2 No Shirts. Like, how did we skip over all the, like, JK Calvin Klein photo shoots that we got this year?
Damn.
I'm not, like, the strongest soldier. Like, I also couldn't even look at all of those, because I was like, what's going on? It's too much. So, anyway, I need to shout that out, because they mentioned the bun, and he had that little ponytail thing for part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you have the next category. I had this one. But yeah.
Army were pointing out that, like, JK, assuming that JK thought that, like, his long hair was going to make him look like more of a bad boy, but it just made him, like, look more round and cute.
The body is, like, completely ripped and the face is adorable. Like,
yeah.
He's so never beating, like, the allegations.
I need him to do that short haircut again. Just so we can, like, get it for a little bit longer. I need the data.
What are the trends? For like, science. What will the trends be in 2025? Like, JK, you can set the trends. Bring it back.
Honestly, you could. Am I reading the next one?
Yeah, yeah.
I think. All right, so favorite car ride jam. This could be any song. Not just from 2023. It's your go-to song while driving. You put Anova Shoda line, and I put Closer or Equal Sign.
Both excellent choices. Both of yours are excellent choices. I wasn't hyping myself up.
The respondents put Love Me Again or JK's Harry Styles cover of Falling.
That's a very specific choice. I like forgot about that until I read it here.
Well, like, you gotta have, what, like, YouTube?
Yeah.
Or you download it from somewhere? YouTube Music or whatever?
Is it on SoundCloud? Like, can you even still download SoundCloud's app?
Or maybe it is.
I don't know. But yeah, I always just listen to it on YouTube, so I don't know for that one. But yeah.
Yeah. Equal Sign is a whole vibe. I want to, like, crash my car anytime I hear it, which is not good, but the intro gives me hype. Yeah. All good choices.
I feel like Obi's album as a whole is, like, the soundtrack of the prior year. Like, I listened to it so much in 2022. Like, it is, like, Jack in the Box is the D-Day of 2022, right? For me. But, like, I didn't listen to it that much this year. But, like, when it comes up on my Spotify Wrapped, like, I'm like, oh, this slaps. I need to go listen to this again. Yeah. Like, his songs just instantly get me hyped. Specifically Still Future for me, Forever Future, right? But yeah, I just somehow, like, Ano Bashoda or Line just, like, somehow made it into my, I was listening to, like, BTS throwback playlists a lot on shuffle, and, like, whenever that one came on, I'd be like, I need to listen to this on repeat for a while. So just through, like, mysterious forces, it ended up on my, like, not my top five, but, like, lower down on my Spotify Wrapped, like, when they make you that, like, whole playlist. And so I was like, this was before we were, like, before it was cool, but, like, before we were, like, charting all the throwbacks, because we were right. Sad. It just, like, snuck into it this year. Favorite comfort moment or song can be any song or moment, not just from 2023. You said Snooze and Wildflower, and I said JK's 4 hour plus karaoke sessions or lives. Yeah, I don't know. It was nice to, like, have the karaoke sessions on in the background, allegedly, while I was working, right? Because, like, it's not like a talking based one for Namjoon's where I have to, like, catch it later. I could just, like, have it on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, if JK came on, you knew, you're like, oh, we're gonna be here for a while, settle in, get some tea. Like, you know, because we're kind of long.
Yeah, you know, god, there's a few moments I want to say they were, like, all in Bon Voyage, where just, like, Namjoon, like, goes off by himself, and he's just, like, listening to his... No, that was also AHL. He, like, does this often in shows, and he goes off by himself and, like, puts on a song, and he's just, like, singing it, like, having his moment. That's how I feel when I hear Wildflower.
Yeah.
I can't wait for us to get to Korea so I can go to some field of flowers and just, like, listen to that song. And just have my moment. We'll have singing it from the top of my lungs.
Shaky subpar TikTok footage of me, like, recording you in the field. Yeah. Honestly, like, where is that flower field? Because we're going to be there in spring. See if we can find it. Not just any flower field. The flower field.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Somebody out there knows, I'm sure.
Yeah. The audience answers were Hope on the Street. My video actually got put into Hobie's Insta post and I cried in every layover performance. That's a big flex. I don't know how I didn't see that before. Oh, wow. And then someone just wrote forever, ever, ever, we are young. I can just hear it in my head. So
damn, like now I need to go back and look at this post they're talking about. Yeah. That's awesome.
Please actually like slide into the DMs. We don't have to talk about it on the track, but like I'm curious to know more.
Yeah.
We were talking about like you were talking about in 3D with Jack Harlow, the Tampa call out. And I was randomly talking about like the Mac Miller shout out, I think in Hip Hop File, and I was like, you'll never hear the end of me if like they shouted out Pittsburgh because we were like so hyped. But like if my own video, not just my city, but my own video actually made it into like Hobie's post, I'd be like, that would be like, hi, my name's Julie and I was on Hosok's Instagram page. Like that would be my fun fact for every single thing. Like no one could talk to me. So anyway.
I think on TikTok, at least Hobie did. I want to say the others did too, had moments where they were like commenting on other people's TikTok challenges. And yeah, I wouldn't shut up about that either.
Like you can't tell me a thing. Yeah, I'd be so insufferable, so kudos to you for being a better person. Me? Yeah, both good answers.
Right. So, we have some bonus categories here. These are bonus because they're not the same each year. So, we have Fave D-Day Track. And we have SDL and Amygdala. Pretty sure mine was SDL and yours was Amygdala, yeah, right?
Correct. The fact we're not even sure is hilarious, though. Tells you how tight these awards are. But yes, no. I'm obsessed with Amygdala. I really am.
Yeah. It's really good. That's another heart-wrenching run.
I cannot watch the video, I'll be honest, though. It's too much for me.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
The respondents, we had Life Goes On and SDL, so they're whoever that is voting SDL, I see you.
Smooches, yeah. Yeah, yep. Yeah. There's really no wrong answer, though, so. Okay, for the next bonus category was our favorite track from Face, and surprise surprise, you and I both selected like crazy. Again, we talked about it earlier, I don't feel like we need to rehash it here. One of the respondents put like crazy as well, and then the other respondent put Set Me Free Part 2. Yeah, honestly, I also really like Set Me Free Part 2. It's only via like circumstance that I didn't vote for it more.
I wish Letter was on the DSPs so I could actually like stream it.
Yeah.
Next we have Fave Layover Track. And we were split for us and Slow Dancing. Mine was For Us.
I voted for Slow Dancing. I don't know. I just really like Slow Dancing. There's no, like, deep reason. It's just, like, in my head a lot as well. Though, you know what? The way the track switches on For Us, I could be swayed. When it's, like, the track, it sounds like a cassette is, like, changing.
Yes.
I'm like, huh! Like, one remaining serotonin molecule activated.
That song is so good, and the live version of it was also amazing. Well, him singing it solo live, as well as the, I'm specifically thinking of when he did it on that NPR Tiny Desk. Awesome. That band he had eight. The respondents' answers were For Us and Love Me Again.
Honestly, I need to go listen to Layover again. I feel like Layover is one I don't even really like. I'm in a trance. Like, I don't really differentiate the songs that much. I'm just like in this like peaceful zone. So anyway. Yeah. Our favorite. I feel a tickle in my throat. I really hope I won't start coughing here. Okay. Our favorite track for Golden. I feel like mine isn't surprising, as I said it before, but I voted for Yes or No, and you voted for Please Don't Change, featuring DJ Snake, which is interesting. I feel like that one like falls under the radar a little bit, so I'm glad you picked it.
Yeah. Mine hasn't shifted since we did our Golden review not too long ago. I think the other one was Somebody anyway, or Stand It Next to You, but yeah, Please Don't Change. I'm obsessed with that song.
It's so good. It's really good. My one army friend here in Pittsburgh, like, she's also really obsessed with it. So someone voted. Okay, so on the listeners, someone voted for Somebody, which, like, yeah. And then someone voted for Hate You. It's interesting because, like, Hate You seems to be the bong. Blah, 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 blah. Hate You seems to be the bongton pick. Like, I think JK mentioned that he really liked Hate You, and Namjoon called it out the one day. So.
Yeah.
Secret member of Bangtan. Hello. No, I'm joking. are they the third host? Anyway. let's not joke about how chaotic that would be, but agree. And then, yeah, I guess, is yours the final category of the day?
Final category. Wow. Fave solo release. When I tell you this was so agonizing to vote for, oh my god, I went back and forth for so long. Like, I literally didn't take the quiz until just before because I was like, I do not know what to pick for fave solo release.
I logged in at like 10 p.m. last night, or like a little earlier, looking to see your answers, and I was like, what?
I did not know what to choose. This was so hard for me. Anyway, so yes, this is for all of the releases that we've received from last year to now, fave solo release, you know, the categories or the answers, anyway, for all seven members. Ugh, even saying it, I'm like, but no. we had D-Day and Indigo, and my choice was D-Day. Yours is Indigo.
Yeah, well, Julie voted for Indigo. What a shock.
Oh, God.
The dramatic conclusion that everyone saw coming. Yeah.
Yeah. From the listeners, it was D-Day and Jack in the Box.
Of course, there's sirens going here right as we conclude. I'm so sorry if people can hear that. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it is tough. Because I feel like they're all so different, right? Like, each solo release fits a different vibe.
Yeah.
And I love the different vibes, because I feel like it's very indicative of, like, the members' differences as people. I'm glad that they had this chance to, like, do it. And they all, like I said, like, you know, Jack in the Box was, like, the soundtrack of my, of 2022, but specifically, like, the summer, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I remember listening to Face when I was traveling, as I mentioned, and, like, we were saying on our last episode, like, I want to put on Layover, like, when you want to put on Mono, like, a chill kind of, like, rainy day, right? Like, I don't know, they all fit a certain mood or a certain vibe, but, so it was hard to pick.
Yeah. I think Indigo was a super close second for me. I debated back and forth. I was like, I could pick Indigo off of the strength of Yoon alone. But but I went with D-Day in the end. I think the album is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
I think my only thoughts about Indigo is that it kind of feels like more of a mood album for me. But they're all great, really.
I think I was talking about it when we were talking about our individual, well, I think we were talking about our podcast Spotify Wrapped, and I shared a bit of my individual Spotify Wrapped, but I think like two or three of, yeah, I think it was three. I think it was Closer, Yoon, and Change made it into my top five for this year. So it was like, how am I not going to choose this? So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering how I'll feel next year since I will have had an entire year to sit with all seven albums. I feel like some of the later ones didn't get as much of a fair shot in this voting for me because I haven't had as much time to sit with them.
Well,
So,
we can keep this bonus category for next year and be like, 1 year in, how are
yeah.
you feeling?
Yeah. And maybe they'll surprise us and we'll get some surprise releases like Jimin's.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
expecting at least Namjoon's. Maybe Tae will do something. Although I feel like I heard some rumor that he was going to be in a movie or acting in something. I don't know how true that is. So maybe it's not an album, but it's acting. We'll
That
see.
would be like a crazy category because that's really comparing apples and oranges, like favorite member project of the year. And it's like
Yeah.
Jimin's song, Tae's movie series, or whatever. Like, what? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, I just don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, as we were saying before.
Exactly.
Well,
Well,
this was fun.
yeah, last episode of 2023.
Are we taking a little break in the new year? Is that correct?
Yeah, we're definitely at least taking a little break for 1 or 2 weeks in the new year. So do that every year.
Yeah.
So we will see you then, but any last thoughts on
Yeah.
2023?
No,
Hopes for 2024?
it was a busy year. I was really angsty in 2023 for any number of reasons, but not least of which just like concerned about what it was gonna bring Bangtan wise. But like, yeah, I don't know. I'm curious what 2024 will bring, considering they're all enlisted right now, but we know the HYBE vaults are deep, as I was saying, so we'll see what it brings. It was a good year. I had a lot of fun with the pod. I loved like the engagement we had from people writing into us. So we kind of talked about it in our wrapped episode, but yeah, if you've been here for a while, thank you. I know it's been a wild ride. If you're new here, welcome. Thanks for finding us, and just be safe and well in 2024 and until we reconvene.
Yeah. It's been a wild year, personally, as well as with BTS. They've done a lot more than I thought they would. So I'm happy they've kept us busy. I'm not sure what 2024 will bring, but I hope we find ways to continue connecting. Yeah. As well as stay engaged with some BTS content, I'm sure. Like you were saying, HYBE's got plenty in the vault for us, so I'm sure we'll be busy.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see you in 2024. All right, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next year.
Bye.